Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Fontaine, spirit guru, and Rhode Island psychic medium. Oh, and I just noticed my battery is going out, so I need to plug in. I apologize for the hoarseness today. I have a little allergy thing going on, and so I couldn't put any makeup on today because I have poison ivy all over my face. And so my face is kind of swollen and really itchy. Good morning, Guinevere. So anyway, I am not, I almost didn't come on today because, you know, of the poison ivy all over my face. But I thought, well, life happens. And so here I am. no makeup, red splotches, all swollen face, but here I am live on Believe TV, on Facebook Live, and also live on my Blog Talk Radio studio. So how are you guys today? How did you make it through that full moon mania and chaos? You know, I didn't realize actually until this morning how much that full moon was affecting me and how much chaos, you know, sort of internal chaos was going on. Really, again, like until this morning. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that today and also give you some good news that this week is going to be so much better. That astrologically wise, we've got some great things happening in the stars, and it's going to be a lot easier of a week. You know, one thing when we're going through sort of periods of time that feel chaotic to us. Good morning, Lisa by Grace. Hello. I was just saying that. Oh, gosh. Dave always calls when I am on the air. I'm going to take it because he's actually loves to, like, say hi to everybody. Hi, honey. I'm on the radio.
All right, bye.
And so are you.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Live from Newport. Beautiful, sunny. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
He calls every Sunday. He calls when I'm on the radio. It's so funny because, and when I'm on Facebook, it doesn't matter what time I come on. He always comes on. He always calls when I'm on. During the week, sometimes he doesn't call me at all during the day, you know, while he's working. Sometimes he'll shoot me a text, but he always calls when I'm on the air. So he's a Leo, and he likes to be seen and heard. And he likes to be part of, like, what I do and with my peeps. So, anyway, it's so funny because, like, he doesn't know, you know, like, my friends who live far away or whatever. And but, yeah, he always like, oh, tell so-and-so I said hi. Tell Lisa Star Francis I said hi. Tell Colette I said hi. Tell Cindy I said hi. So he's really, really funny. So my guides are starting to chime in, and they're telling me I need to pick a crystal spirit card. And this is Colette Baron Reed's new deck, and I am in love with this deck. Good morning, Susan. I was thinking about you yesterday, thinking, oh, I was missing you. We haven't talked to you in a while now. At least a week. It's too long. tell Dave I said hi. I will tell him you said hi, Lisa. So funny. So I was saying when I came on that I have no makeup on or anything today. Not that I typically wear a lot of makeup anyway, but I have poison ivy all over my face. I actually have it in other places as well now, but I have it all over my face. So my face is really swollen. I've got red spots all over it from the poison ivy. It's so itchy, and I've been treating it for like 4 days now, and it's not going away. It's getting worse. So I might have to go see the doctor tomorrow and get some prednisone or something. Thank you, Susan. I look gorgeous. Okay, off to a wedding in Florida tomorrow, Susan. Oh my goodness, you have been the world traveler this year, the last few months. Where is your progressed moon right now? I don't remember. And like for you guys that are on the Believe TV on Facebook here, if you guys want to come live on camera, just shoot me a message and I can bring you up and we can have a chat. All right. So, oh, this card just jumped out of the deck. Now, I'm not sure this, it's interesting because the crystals in this Crystal Spirit deck, many of these crystals I am not familiar with and I have no idea about them. So it's really interesting when these new crystals that I'm not familiar with pop up out of the deck. So I am going to read the guidebook on this because I don't know these cards that well yet. and which, you know, I don't typically like to do that on the air, but it's okay. Anyway, because I want you guys to get a feel for this deck too. And, you know, you may love it. I love it too. Hi. I want to tell David you said hi, Susan. Hi, Brandy. You know, there are so many card decks out there that you can choose. And we're talking about card decks today because card decks can be one way to help you come back into balance. Okay. Besides meditation, getting out in nature, when things are chaotic, sometimes you just have to sort of retreat and go within. So one of the things that I did for the full moon was went to the beach and with a group of friends, and we watched the full moon rise, and we had a fire, and it was just a great relaxing time where I wasn't leaving ceremony or working, just being hanging out with friends, being like a normal person. And it was really great. So the crystal that came up for how to come back into balance in this week is, I may not be saying this right, but it's Euclid. So you guys can see that here if you're on blog on the TV or on Facebook. I know my peeps in the Blog Talk Radio studio, of course, can't see it. But anyway, I'm going to read what it says in the guidebook, so that you guys can all, we can all see how it applies to be coming into balance and applies also to the week. Oh, so interesting. So this crystal is about wisdom from within, inner truth, aligning with divine intelligence and trusting your own earned wisdom. So, right, you can't make this up. When you are distracted by all the noise and stimulation that are part of our lives now, it can be hard to trust that you have what it takes to make wise choices. The appearance of the ukulele spirit is a sign that valuable insights can be found through applying your intuitive intelligence. Isn't that interesting, right? We're talking about like the chaos of the new moon and everything. Hi, Susanna. And what do we get? We get a card that talks about distraction and noise and stimulation outside of us, which is, you know, what the full moon brought, a lot of that for a lot of people. But fortunately, this week, it's looking so much better in the stars. It's going to be a less chaotic week, you know, as far as like a lot of noise and chaos and all the stress that came with the full moon. So interesting again how that card totally reflects the chaos sort of and the stimulation that we just had. Hi, Sherry King Basile. And now we're coming into a new energy this week, especially the 17th and 18th, which is really cool. And my nephew's girlfriend is expecting a baby any day now. Well, she's really not due for two more weeks, but the baby is already ready to go. So I thought, oh, maybe she'll go because the full moon, right? So now full moon's coming past and she still hasn't gone yet. And she has taking her for an ultrasound to the OBGYN on Friday. So it's exciting. They have a two-year-old who is just, oh my God, she's a spitfire and absolutely adorable. But anyway, so maybe it'll be the new moon when she has the baby. You know, more babies are born like on the new moon and full moon or the day before and the day after than any other time of the month. It's really interesting. So, you know, the moon really affects us. It has a lot of pull on us. And the moon can be really emotional. So, like, how many of you guys felt in the last, we'll say, maybe from, like, Tuesday or Wednesday last week up until even yesterday or today, maybe you're still feeling some effects. How many of you guys, you know, have felt sort of maybe a little bit off or a little bit you know, anxious or chaotic or anything like that? And Lisa Viker, you're a full moon baby. Of course you are. I love that. I don't know what the moon was when I was born. I should look it up because I love the moon. I have a real affinity with the moon. I'm definitely a moon child. Maybe not a moon baby, but I am definitely a moon child. It just the moon and I just love each other. So wonderful. Oh, so funny. Okay. So one of my peeps just chimed in and says, the Lemurian Starseed Oracle has a great website about how to use the deck. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. That will be helpful for everybody. Thank you so much. Really great. So good morning, Dawn. And sorry, the dog's barking. So there must be somebody walking by, or sometimes even if the neighbor is in their driveway across the street, the dog will bark. I don't know why he's barking, but it sounds like there is somebody here. Honey? Hold on, guys. Hi, who is it? Oh, hold on, you guys. You're going to have to go for a walk with me. How crazy is that? I don't know who it is. It's like nobody ever comes unless, you know, unscheduled. Hold on. Sorry.
Hello.
Oh, hey, it's my nephew. I'm on the radio.
Okay.
On it. What do you need? Come on in.
I'm playing you on.
Oh, cool.
Your car.
Oh, all right. My nephew's here to put grass seed down for me. Hold on. Hey, you got him? Hey, how's Haley?
Thanks.
All
right.
Nothing yet, huh?
Nope.
So funny. So that's my nephew that I was just saying his girlfriend is getting ready to have a baby any minute. So this is live with Cynthia on a Sunday. So funny. And things happen. Yes, this is totally live. I wasn't expecting my nephew to come do grass seed for me today. But here he is, and isn't that wonderful? I'm glad that he is here. I had some work done, and so now he's here to put the grass seed down so the lawn can grow for the places that were dug up. So funny. Oh, my goodness. All right, I got to plug my computer back in, and it's making noise. It's overheating, and so I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. Hey, Amy Lundberg. Good morning. Well, good out. Yeah, still morning where you're at. So nice to see you. I miss you. I know we have to catch up, and I'm sorry I have been so bad about that. Yeah. So Guinevere says, "Does that a monstrous week last week had to end my 19-year marriage?" Susan says, "I'm too technically one day away from full moon. Sorry, did not realize the text was ding." Oh, no worries. Totally fine. I normally turn my phone off onto airplane mode, but I did not do that this morning yet. So, all right. Hold on, guys. What's happening? So the well's over there, but if you drive on the bush side. Yeah.
I'm going to make a big loop on your property and spray everything.
Yeah, that's cool. What do you got, the truck?
Yeah, I'm hydrated.
Okay.
This is the last property, and I'm done.
Cool. I never saw that before, so I don't know what it looks like. Okay, nice. Sorry about that, guys, but my nephew needed to know if he could drive on one side of my house. But there's a well over there, so I had to let him know where it's okay for him to drive without causing any, you know, pipe breakage or whatever. All right, so go with the flow. And all right, so now I'm all discombobulated. And good thing I was home this morning, because sometimes I'm not here. I'm at the weekend house, the beach house. But I was in Boston last night, meeting up with some friends who were here from San Diego, and it was closer to come to the farm than it was to go to the beach house. So I'm at the farm today, luckily, because my nephew wouldn't have been able to spray the lawn. Anyway, so all right. So I want to pick, Spirit's telling me to pick another card. And actually, Guinevere, I'm going to pick a card for you because, you know, that it's a, you know, really sort of chaotic time for you. I'm sure it's very emotional and it's a big deal when a relationship ends. Oh, so interesting. So blue chalcedony and fix fight. Both. Okay, and let's see what the crystal spirits have to share with you. What information can spirit give to you? Oh, so interesting. Blue chalcedony is about slowing down, restoring balance and serenity. You can't make this up, right? You know, it talks about how life can at times be overwhelming, which I'm sure with the week that you had last week, you're probably feeling overwhelmed, right? It's so weird, like on the Chrome, everything is the opposite direction. So when I play with my hair, it goes the wrong way. So it's about serenity and balance, coming into center. This is really a time for you to take care of yourself, right? And so interesting. I want to read the relationship message part to you because this makes so much sense. Easy does it. Again, your motto as you decide on your relationship's best course. You can't make this up. For the conscious universe wants you to be sure that you move forward with clear movement and progress. Okay, that's kooky. So I don't know what happened. I just got disconnected off the Blog Talk Radio studio. And then it wouldn't reconnect. And then it connected all by itself. Weird. But that things happen, especially when you're a psychic, right? And there's energies around. But was it because I literally came on when it went off? LOL. It might be Babette. And I only say that because I know Babette so well, and she you know, gets the joke. Anyway, good morning, Mary. And so funny. So you can't make this up, right? What card do you get? You get the card about changing, direction and making decisions on your relationship's best course. And, it's about letting yourself letting go of old ways and doing what you're guided to do by the conscious universe. Isn't that cool? It's just the coolest thing. So that's really confirmation for you, Guinevere, that, you know, you're on the right path. And then fixed bite is about drive, courage, full speed ahead, and spirit in action. So isn't that funny? So I feel like that they're saying two different things, right? One saying to slow down, one saying full speed ahead. I feel like what they're saying is conscious decisions, right? Conscious choices, make the choices carefully with a lot of thought. Don't just rush right in, but yet move forward. Okay. So it's drive and courage. It's a time. There's a time to hesitate, time to move forward. So what they're really saying is They're acknowledging the action that you took, and they're saying, it's okay. It's exactly what was supposed to happen. And it's the coolest thing. So let me just see if anything particular stands right out. Oh, let go of anything that might impede you as you act on your inner conviction to bring love into your life by nourishing your relationships. And I feel like that this, they're talking about the relationship with yourself, not relationships outside of you. But this is the time, as you change direction, to let go of the things that weren't working. Now it's time to come in, nourish yourself, the relationship with you, spend some time with you, get to know who you are, and then I feel like you're going to move forward with sort of an explosion. It's like Guinevere comes out of our shell. Hi, Linda from Charlestown, South Carolina. But Beth, I miss you. We have to get together. I haven't seen you in so long. Oh my goodness, it's been too long. I was thinking about you just this, the other day. Funny, and here you are, psychic. You got my message, apparently, the psychic message that I was missing you. Okay, so what do you do when chaos happens? What do you do when people knock at the door and you're on the radio, right? And you're not expecting anybody. What do you do to get back and recover from that? So you stop, drop, roll. What does that mean? Well, when there's a fire, you stop, drop, and roll. Okay. Now, even in a situation where it might not be like an emergency where you feel like you're on fire, you know, it's that big of a fire, but stop, drop, roll. Right. If you use that sort of that meme, that metaphor to stop, drop, and roll, then yeah, you can stop, breathe, and roll into something else. Okay. So what happened? My nephew knocked on the door. Oh my God, who's at the door? You know, the dog is barking. I have to answer the door. I'm on the radio. I take you guys with me and go, and you know, I'm like, here on Believe TV. So what do? I just take you guys with me, right? Oh, and so Life with Cynthia on Sunday morning. It happens, right? Because, and how do we roll with life? Okay. When we hold things so tightly in our grip, when we are catastrophizing about outcomes, when we are sort of buying into what things are going on with others around us, right? When we are feeling like, oh, whoa, is me, then, you know, we don't get we don't have a connection to spirit. The signal is cut off, like the Blog Talk Radio disconnected, right? So you're disconnected from the divine intelligence. You're disconnected from co-creating. Now, none of us are perfect. If we can do, as my dear, dear friend and mentor for many years, Colette Baron Reed says, if you can be 80% in the magic and 20% in the muggle, you're doing great, right? So how do you get to the magic? Well, you know, sometimes the muggle happens, right? So the full moon shows up. People around you are crazy. I know people this past weekend driving were crazy, blowing horns and cutting you off and you know, whatever. And I had to put the traffic bubble around me this weekend, which I don't have to do very often, but I did this weekend for sure. And so you go with the flow, right? You take, oh, traffic. Oh, let me see. Is there a different road I can get on that doesn't have so much traffic, maybe? And so you shift direction, you shift a little bit, you do self-care. You're like, oh my God, people are crazy out there. I'm feeling so stressed or chaotic or people are fighting, or you step back, you stop, drop, roll, take a breath, change direction, right? Go to the beach, go to the park, wherever, go sit in your car. I don't care if you live in the city, go someplace to change the environment, even if it's in the bathroom and you just close the door, you know? So, like, when I was a kid, the only place to get away from people in my house was the bathroom. There were five kids, seven of us with my parents in the house. And, you know, there was always a dog, cat. It was a busy house. And so where did you go when you need to get away from everything? You went in the bathroom and you locked the door. Now, of course, you couldn't stay in there long with seven people in the house, but at least you could get away for a few minutes. So if you have to go into the bathroom to get away, then go to the bathroom and get away, whatever, wherever it is. Now, you know, of course, I love to get out in nature, and I think it's a great idea for everybody to get out in nature. Because it helps to reset ourselves, right? So energetically, we're energy beings. And when ions, we have positive ions and negative ions. And positive ions attract negative ions attract positive ions, right? And they're in our energy field. And so what happens is we attract negative ions to us from stress, from being in environments that aren't healthy, from EMF, and positive ions. And so we attract the positive ions, but the positive ions, like, junk us all up. They clutter up our auric field, it clutters up our energy, it gets us out of balance. And so being out in nature, especially if you can, like, you know, take a walk in the woods, go on a hike, go to the beach. The salt water especially is great for clearing the positive ions out of your energy field and then adding the negative ions back in. And that is really can be a huge difference. You know, if you don't have access to that, if you can't get out in nature, you know, even if you live in the city, go to the park and hug a tree. Sit next to the tree, right? On the ground, whatever. That'll help. There's trees everywhere you go, even in cities. So even if you walk by and just touch the tree and thank the tree, right? And I love to have trees assist me grounding and clearing myself. So I'll touch a tree, I'll thank the tree, I'll ask the tree if it's okay to use the tree as a tool to clear and ground myself, and if you have to listen, right? And so you'll get an intuitive knowing a yes or a no from the tree. And then, you know, you just drop everything down the tree. And you can use yourself as a tree where you send grounding roots down into the earth and you just do sort of waves of clearing. And you can use the selenite stick if you have selenite. As you're doing the clearing in your mind, you know, I'm now releasing, and you just go with the selenite all around your body. Anything that is no longer needed. I'm clearing everything that belongs to other people. I'm clearing anything that I have stuck in my energy that I no longer need, et cetera, et cetera. And I like to do at least three rounds of that. And then you just drop it. Imagine it dropping it down like tree roots into the earth and asking Mother Earth to take it and recycle it and make fertilizer out of it or something good that she can use. Mary says, that's where I would hide too, in the bathroom. Yeah, that's where I would go, hide in the bathroom. And anyway, so it worked. I don't have to hide in the bathroom anymore. Although actually at the beach house, I do hide in the bathroom. It's like my private office because the house isn't that big. And then sometimes I do actually still hide in the bathroom there. Isn't that funny? And it's the houses are close together there also. So the yard's not really private. There's a big house next door that's three stories and they can look right into the yard. And they have like a deck on our side of the house. And so it's just not private. So I will sometimes hide in the bathroom and I'll do my office work in the bathroom, even though I have an office. But like if I'm in the bathroom and have the door closed, Dave typically won't bother me. But if I'm in the office even if the door is closed, he bothers me. So I have to go in the bathroom for him to leave me alone. But I can only stay in there for a short time because then he's like, are you okay? How funny is that? Oh, my God. I'm telling you guys crazy stuff today. All right. So my guides are saying to pick cards. So if somebody would like a card, and if you want to come on video, type in the chat and I can send you the link to come on video. I'm only going to stay on probably for like for another 10 minutes because I have nanny duty today. I have to go take care of my other grand dog. The dog that you heard barking earlier is my number one grand dog, and then I have my number two grand dog. I have to go take care of him, and so I have to can't stay on the air for too long today. Me, Amy Lundberg. All right, Amy. I want you to focus on a question in your mind or something that's up for you, and I want you to be clear about the asking of the question. So you can ask something like, what do I need to know, or what can spirit tell me about da-da-da, or what's my next right action about da-da-da, okay? You got it? And that's for everybody, okay? Because how you ask the question is really important on the quality of the answer that you're going to get. So, Amy, just let me know when you're ready, when you have the question, and let me know if you want to come on live or not. I can just pull a card and do it in the chat, or you can come on the video. Let me know. Okay, so I'm just waiting for Amy. And so, Babette, have your question in mind also. And remember, the quality of the question will determine the quality of the answer. So questions that are too broad, spirit can't really answer. Okay, Amy, so you're ready. Okay. So, funny, spirit never has me cut the deck, but they're saying cut the deck. All right, so what is spirit? Oh, stay on the chat. Okay, no problem. Oh, black tourmaline. Interesting. I have a nice black tourmaline here. I keep on my desk. So black tourmaline is about protection, right? One way that I like to use black tourmaline is it's good if you have two of them outside your front door, one on either side. It can help protect from negative things coming in. And it's also about setting healthy boundaries and dispelling unwanted energy. So it's not just about having shielding and protection, but it's also about setting healthy boundaries. And it's a healthy interdependence because, you know, we've all heard about codependence and you don't want to be in codependent relationships. But sometimes people can swing it too far the other way and be so independent or so detached that they don't have healthy interdependent relationships. And so we have to, it's a balance. We want to create healthy interdependent relationships because the fact is we all need other people. We couldn't survive on this earth by ourselves. And so it's, again, it's talking about healthy boundaries and setting healthy boundaries. And do you have family stuff going on right now, Amy? Because I'm not sure if this is family related or business related. But it's also about navigating between personal alone time and then together time, right? I know you have a big family. So are you getting enough time for yourself where you're not in the office working, but you're just taking Amy time? Or are you taking too much Amy time? I feel like this is about balance for you. Does that make sense? Just let me know in the chat. Putting on a festival. Oh, well, there you go. No wonder. Okay, so this is about balance for you. It's about taking time for you, even though you're putting on this festival, right? It's about making sure that you're taking time out for yourself and setting healthy boundaries around that. Doing it by myself, it's too much on me. Okay, so can you delegate some other people? Do you have other people you can pull in to help? So I'm just waiting for Amy to respond in the chat here. So again, it's about setting healthy boundaries, and this is about pulling it in, setting healthy boundaries and not doing it all yourself, okay? Because otherwise, you are going to get burned out, right? And you know all about adrenal fatigue. So you don't want to be doing that to yourself for sure, even though, you know, you're an expert in adrenal fatigue and have the tools to be able to come back from that. But you don't want that to happen in the first place. So see if you can enlist other people to help. Need to work on building a relationship. Yeah. So, and I feel like it's building relationships with others in the community, right? And enlisting other people to come in and help you. So it's being a little bit vulnerable and trusting people in a sense, because it's, for me, it's always so much easier to do things myself because I know it's going to get done the way that I want to do it. It's going to get done right because that's the way I want it. And then so sometimes I will take on too much and not delegate and let other people do it. Yeah, I know, right? So this is about trusting, building relationships with people, with the right people, right, that you can then bring in to take some of the workload off of you, okay? And they're saying, my guides are saying that you have to be really clear and specific in your instruction of what you would like them to do, okay? Does that make sense? You need to be really clear and specific. My computer is making so much noise. I hope that is not distracting for you guys because it is driving me up a wall. Okay, so let me just go back here. So Babette, I know you said wanted a card, protection piece. Yeah, so, you know, if you're putting on a festival, you're going to be around a lot of people. And so we often will let our guard down, not that we have to be guarded all the time, but we will often, be too open, where in some cases we need to have a little protection around us. Okay. You just went away and won't come back. Oh, am I there now? Babette, am I still on? I think so. I know Amy seems to be chatting with me. So with protection, Amy, it's always a good idea to clear your energy field, especially, you know, because you are a healer. So you want to clear yourself after every client, even if it's a phone client. And if you don't do it every time after every client, you definitely want to do it at the end of the day. Salt baths for you are important. And meditation. I know that you like to get out in nature and you do that as much as you can. I know you had some great trips with your family this summer out in nature. And Amy, you see me. Okay, great. Thanks. And so those things are great, right? So anytime you come to center, come to balance, come to meditation, that helps strengthen your auric field. So some teachers will say, oh, you have to put yourself in a protective bubble and you have to shield and you have, and sometimes, yeah, that is really helpful and that's good to do. But you don't want to do that all the time because then it's, imagine, you know, that you're in this bubble and the world is going on all around you and nothing comes into your bubble, including opportunities. Okay. So it's best to build up your auric field, to make your auric field strong, and then the negative things will bounce off rather than just come right in, okay? It's not perfect. Of course, we all have stuff in our life that comes up, but it is certainly the best way to protect yourself is by building up your energy in your auric field, okay? by clearing stuff out of your field that you don't need, that you picked up from other people, and by charging your field through a meditation, by getting healing work, by doing healing work also charges your energy field, because when you give a healing, you get a healing. Getting out in nature, eating healthy, you know, right? Trying not to have a huge stress load. I know you've got a big stress load right now, so it's about delegating, okay? Those are some ways that you can build up your auric field. Doing yoga is a great way. And, you know, getting physical exercise. And when you can combine the physical exercise with being outdoors and getting that physical exercise, double bonus, right? Double bonus. And you know, if you have negative people in your life, then start to phase them out. Start to phase them out. Okay? Does that help? All right, Babs. I hope that helped, Amy. Babs, let me know that you've got your question in mind. And remember, the quality of the question will give you the quality of the answer. So it's what can spirit tell me about blah, blah, blah. What's my next right action about blah, 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 et cetera. Okay. You see how the form of the question is important? So just let me know when you have it. Just waiting here for Bab. So this is all information that all of you guys can use. It's always well helpful. Good. Thank you. Oh, good. I'm glad that was helpful, Amy. And these are things that I do myself as well. And when I forget to do them, man, am I sorry afterwards, right? So it was so funny because I had a colleague call me out on it a couple of weeks ago because I had to go to this place that has a super ton of negative energy. And I came back with an attachment. I had some spirit creep that attached onto me. And she's like, did you protect yourself? And I'm like, in a case like that, you do need to throw up the protection shield. But I didn't. And yeah, so then you have to deal with it. So it's easier to throw the shield up before if you have to, rather than clean up the mess afterwards. Kind of just like how regular life works, right? Easier to deal with things presently in the moment before it gets messy than after it gets messy. And then you got to get the shovel out and clean it up. All right. So I'm not sure but that if you are still there or not. So I'm just going to pick a card for you, Babs. And just intending that Spirit is going to give you the message that is most important for you to hear. Okay, so all right, so citrine, I love citrine. It's such a pretty color, orange. Orange has become a thing with me lately. Got you back. Okay, so Spirit said just to pick a card for you, and so that the intention was there, and so the card is about joyful expressiveness. Exuberance and happiness and letting go of all negativity. Isn't that interesting? We're just talking about, you know, letting go of people in our lives that are Debbie Downers or negative people. Oh, and it's your birthstone. How cool is that? You can't make this up, right? So this time is a time for you to become really happy, to become really joyous in your life. It's available to you now, and I feel like it's all around you. It's about the hard work that you've done to let go of old patterns, heal old wounds from the past, and forgiving yourself and others as you are walking the path of healing. You might find that you have forgotten how just to have fun, laugh, and be happy today. The citrine spirit is here to amplify the joy in your life. So feel it, express it as if you're broadcasting it to the entire planet, because you are. However serious life may feel, the conscious universe really wants you to have really wants us to all have fun. So doing your So you're doing important work when you are exuberantly sharing joy with the world. Make time for pure playfulness and joy today. So this is really great for everybody, right? Because things happen easier and quicker when we're having fun, when we're not trying so hard to manifest, when we're not focusing on the things that we don't have yet, right? So a lot of people focus on what they don't have yet. They want to create, the Cleodons, because the question was for my dad. Okay, cool. And that was a great message, Bam. Yeah, so sometimes with our family, right? So my dad's been ill for quite some time now. And started the end of March, but in and out of the hospital, but it was from the first week of May all the way through the second week of August. And 13 weeks, I had 11 emergency room trips with him. And sometimes there'd be two trips in 1 week and we'd go a week or two without a trip. And then, you know, it was in and out of the hospital, talking to doctors, trying to, you know, get his health all situated and everything. So thankfully, he's been stable now for almost a month and he's actually doing really well. We didn't think he'd ever come out of the nursing home. And we did an intervention, my stepmother and I, a couple of weeks ago, and the intervention really worked. And now he is walking. He couldn't get out of bed. He wouldn't even sit up to push the covers down off of him because he said he couldn't do it. He just wanted to go to the VA nursing home and live the rest of his life out. And we were like, oh, no, that's not happening. You are getting yourself out of this bed because the VA nursing home has a year waiting list. So you better get your act together and get a move on. So anyway, so the come to Jesus moment, as my daughter calls it, works. And he's doing fabulous. And it looks like within probably the next 3 or 4 weeks, he might even go home. So that's really cool. And so what's the best way to deal with difficult situations, right? Particularly with family, is to be happy, have joy, right? Joke around, watch a funny movie, okay? And you know, so it's hard, you know, like he's been in and out of the hospital now since, like I said, consistently since he hasn't been home since the middle of April or the end of April. And so what do you do with somebody who is in the nursing home or in the hospital? You know, how much can you talk about, especially an elderly person? So it's like I try to find things like he's interested in, right? We play solitaire, whatever, we joke around. And you just try to lighten it up. Oh, thanks, Amy. Yeah, my dad is doing so much better. And like I said, we thought we were gonna lose him, and now he's come back. So really, really cool. And so it's a blessed thing. So Babs, I hope that helps. You know, I don't know the situation that's going on with your dad, but I love what Pema Chodron used to say, and she probably still says this, I'm sure. And for you guys that don't know Pema, she's a Buddhist nun who does retreats, and she teaches at Omega Institute, and she's got lots of books out there. And I read and did a lot of Pema's workshops and seminars for years. She was one of the first teachers I started with. And her dad is like a beer drinking. He's probably passed by now, but her dad was like a beer drinking, football watching, flannel shirt kind of guy. And he didn't understand like her whole thing of shaving her head and now being, you know, this going to being a Buddhist now. And she had to sort of not learn to relate to him, but understand that he could never relate to her because some people can't change that much. And so what she would do when she would go home to visit her dad, she would put on a flannel shirt and a pair of jeans. She would sit and have a beer and watch the football game. And then she'd say, okay, Dad, love you, and go back home. Put on her Buddhist robe and go back to her normal life. So she learned that meeting her dad where he was helped them to have a relationship, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to have a relationship because he couldn't relate to her. It was too big of a change for him. And so sometimes when you're building relationships that are important, especially relationships like that, you're using Thomas' example, is you have to meet people where they are and understand that not everybody is going to be able to come up to your level. Now, of course, some of those people you don't want into your life. But the people that you do want in your life who can't relate to, say, maybe the spirituality or the woo-woo stuff, then you meet them where they're at. Right, you put on the flannel shirt and the jeans and you go drink a beer. Okay, check the Facebook page. I'll see for the post about it. Okay, I will. I will do that. Okay, so I hope that helped. I hope that you know, you guys got something out of this today. I'm gonna take, all right, before I go, I'm gonna take one quick caller on the radio. And this is 914 area code, and the last four digits are 4252. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dorothea.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Catherine.
Sorry, the dog is barking. What? Who is it?
Catherine.
Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
What can I do for you today? How can I be of service?
Thank you. I had a question regarding work.
Okay.
I was wondering, there's a female that's promising me a job. I don't know if if legit is the right word. I mean, I know she's trying, but it's like a startup, and like sometimes she acts okay and sometimes I get like a pause, you know, like, is she for real? You know, like those moments.
Yeah.
So I was just
wondering
if you pick up anything around that, please.
Yeah. So interesting. I was just shuffling cards and black tourmaline popped right out of the deck. And there's, I don't know how many cards in this deck, 58 cards, and black tourmaline popped out. And, you know, if you were listening earlier, black tourmaline came out for another caller, somebody on the, in the Believe TV studio, and black tourmaline is about, it's about protection. It's about, and setting healthy boundaries, right? So I feel like that with this person, it's going to be important that you set healthy boundaries. Otherwise, you could sort of like, in a sense. Does that make sense? I feel like it could be very overwhelming, and you could end up having a lot more responsibility that you're expecting to. So it's going to be key for you to be setting healthy boundaries. But my guides also want you to be, oh, it's so crazy. So ukulele, which also just popped out of the deck. So that we're going to get cut off live on the Blog Talk Studio in like 30 seconds. But you can stay on the line. But I just want to say to all my Blog Talk people, I love you guys all so much. Sorry for the technical difficulty and interruption there. But check out my Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.com, and like my Facebook page. And if you guys want to work with me individually, you can go right on my website and book an appointment with me. The interesting, because ukulele, again, these two cards already came out today. So this is important for everybody. because these cards have shown themselves twice today. So it's about wisdom within. It's inner truth and aligning with divine intelligence.
Oh.
So take a breath with that, right?
Okay.
What does your inner truth and your divine intelligence tell you about this?
Right. Yeah. No, the setting boundaries part. Yeah, definitely. I am still looking for other, people, to work with, in case,
Yeah, so I feel like you need to be sending your resume out to a wider area.
Okay.
Is your resume updated?
Yes. In fact, I don't know. There was this one gentleman that I contacted, and we had a really great phone conversation. And he's like, all right, send me an overview of, like, what you want to bring to the table, more about your projects that you want to get going with me. And I was like, okay. And then I hadn't heard back. I texted, then I waited a little bit, then I called. Do you think, it's a hard no, or he might just be busy? I don't know, because the phone conversation, like I said, I thought we had really connected.
So I feel like that you kind of pause and if this makes sense, let me know. I feel like that you sort of get these, you get your hopes up, right? And then you pause and you don't continue moving forward, right? So you kind of wait. Right? It's like you put all your eggs in one basket and you wait. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what Spirit's saying is you need to spread your eggs out. You need to keep on moving, spread your eggs out, right? Don't focus so much on when are they going to call? Are they going to call? Is this going to work out? You just keep putting it out there. And then let it fall where it's supposed to fall and let the right people come to you. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, that's true. Yes, you got it.
Yeah. So it's sort of a pattern. I feel like that you've had and that has been ongoing for quite some time in your adult life. And I feel like that it goes back to childhood where I would almost like hold my breath and wait because I didn't want to, I didn't want something else to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is a pattern that you now have the opportunity to turn around. Okay. And you do that one step at a time because sometimes, breaking old patterns can be a really hard thing to do. So when we make a vow, even most often it's not intentional or even we're aware of it. Oh, I'm never going to, put myself out there too much or because blah, 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 blah might happen. Or I'm always going to be... I'm always going to expect that people are going to come through or whatever, okay? So there's lots of I feel like this is a pattern that's been repeating, and it takes as much energy to break a pattern as it does to make a pattern, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, but when you're consciously aware and you focus, and say, oh, okay, so here's this pattern repeating. Now, what's one step I can take to move forward? So you can go on LinkedIn. You can go on Monster. I don't know. People still use Monster. I don't know. You can go on Indeed. You can go on, right? So you can get yourself out there. You can word of mouth. You talk to people that you know. Hey, I have this project I'm trying to launch, blah, 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 right? And so you start spreading your eggs out in a bigger area. And then if the guy calls you back, great. If he doesn't, thank goodness, because there'll be, a higher reason, something better coming. And so you have to look at it that way. What is for you will not go past you. Okay. So if it's for you, it'll come around. If it's not for you, then just bless it and be on its way, because there's a good reason why it wasn't for you. Okay. And so the house, the farmhouse that we've been in now, my daughter and I, for when did we buy it? April. Was not the house that I wanted. So there, we had put offers in on 5 other houses. We had been looking for months and months and months. And the house that I really wanted, we actually were under contract with. But then the sellers weren't coming back. They weren't signing the contract, even though we had reached an agreement. And so our realtor got a hold of them and said, hey, look, what's the deal? We need to close on this house by the end of April. And, we need to get the paperwork going. And they said, oh, we found another buyer who's going to pay a higher price, and we're selling it to them. And at that point, we had 5 weeks until we had to be out of the apartment that we rented. And the landlord was already harassing me. So, talk about freak out. So then we find this house within a week later. We had 4 weeks to do everything. You have 10 days to do the inspections and all that stuff, but we had 4 weeks to get everything done, get clothes, get the movers, get moved, clean the apartment. And and so it was like, oh my God, it was like, bum, 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 bum. But it all fell in place. And I was sour about this farm, this house at first, because it wasn't what I wanted. It didn't have a garage. It didn't have an office separate from the house. But now I'm like that. So that property, still, they have not closed on it. So, So 5 months later, the property is still not sold. They still haven't closed. So thank God that went past me. Because then, my daughter would have been homeless. I could have been at the beach house, but she would have been homeless because there's not enough room at the beach house. I mean, she probably maybe could have stayed there for a little while, but, and with the dog. And so thank God that went past us. Right? So we don't know the why when it happens. And sometimes we never know the why it passed us by, but trust me, there is always a reason why. And I'll tell you one more quick story, and then I need to wrap today up. Years ago, I was seeing this guy, and I was madly in love with this guy. And, I thought for sure we were going to be a forever thing. And, he had some issues that came out a few years into the relationship that I was so glad that it came up when it did. Where he, my daughter used to have problems with her sugar, almost like a diabetic, where her sugar would plummet. And then when she didn't eat enough protein, and it took like 3 or 4 years to find a doctor to figure out what was going on with her. So her adrenals were damaged when she was a little kid by a fall down the stairs. And we didn't know that had occurred when she fell down the stairs, that her adrenals got damaged. So her body doesn't metabolize food. So she needs to eat a lot of protein. So anyway, she would have these swings where she would just totally lose it when her sugar plummeted. And you'd have to get her protein fast before she would lose it. Otherwise, it was too late. So she started having, I would call it a cuckoo. And I was in the bedroom, and he was out in the kitchen. And I came around the corner, and he had her by the throat, and he was kicking her.
Oh,
she was
my
like,
goodness.
Yeah, so she was like maybe 7 or 8 years old. So,
what?
Yeah, right? So I kicked him out, and we weren't living together. He lived a couple blocks away, but I was like, you need to get out of my house. And I met him a week later, and I'm like, has anything like that ever happened before with you? And he said, well, yes. He said one time, so his ex-wife was an alcoholic, and he would often come home, and the kids would be dirty. They'd still be in their pajamas. They'd be in dirty diapers, whatever. And he came home one day, and he totally lost it, and he put her through a wall. So now, fast forward, right? So, but now, wait, it gets better, right? So now, fast forward 10 years, right? I'm at a singles mingle with one of my friends. I was her wing girl. And because, you know, you got to take a wing person with you to those things. So I was a wing girl for one of my friends. And I'm sitting at the bar, and I'm totally bored. And she's talking to all these guys, you know, whatever. And, you know, we had a signal if she needed help and was in trouble and I needed to go jump in. So she was having a ball, and I'm sitting there bored out of my mind. So there's this couple at the bar, and I start talking to this couple. And, you know, the guy at some point says something about riding motorcycle. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I used to ride. And he says, oh, yeah, I ride with this club, the Rhode Island Airheads. And I went, my head whipped around like Blair in Exorcist. I was like, what? Uh-huh. You ride with the Rhode Island Airheads? You ride with the Rhode Island Airheads? Like, that's the club I used to ride with. And so come to find out, this guy, he wasn't in the club when I was there with Paul. He lives down the Cape, which is, I don't know, depending on where he's at the Cape, I couldn't remember, but it's a solid hour. It can be an hour to 2 hours, depending on where you are in the Cape Cod. And he would ride to the Rhode Island Airheads meetings once a month. And then Paul moved to Connecticut, which is a couple hours in the other direction. And So Paul got married right after, actually, he was, come to find out, he was seeing somebody at the same time, actually, that he was seeing me. And he ended up marrying that woman. It's a whole long, crazy story. But anyhow, this guy starts asking me questions about when I was together with Paul. And he's like, you know, did you guys ever fight? And I'm like, honest to God, we never had a fight in the years that we were together, not one fight. And, you know, and he's like, so he's asking me all these questions. And I finally said to him, you know, why are you asking me these questions? And he said, you know, I had to stop going to his house and like, riding with him and being friends with him because he was abusing his wife, like really abusing. And then it got physical. So thank God that went past me and it went down the way that it did. Right?
Oh, for sure. Yes, yeah.
So same thing with these opportunities and jobs, honey. If it goes past you, there's a good reason. For 10 years, I was, you know, oh, my God, you know, it's like, will I ever have that kind of, you know, I mean, I was so in love with this guy. And I was devastated, right? So you have to, remember that you may never know why it went past you, or you may find out 10 years later the blessing of why it went past you. Right? So just bless it and keep moving. And if it comes around, it's meant for you. If it doesn't, just keep going.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. I feel like that you do. I feel like you're gonna have three or four opportunities. But I do feel like that it might not be until even the. Are you trying to like birth a product?
I'm trying to make a movie, actually.
Make a movie. Okay, so that would be a product.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, my choices are either, you know, this woman will come through or, you know, one of mine will, you know, come through.
That's why
I was contacting the guy. But,
You just need to keep moving. You need to keep putting it out there. I feel like you need to keep moving. I feel like that it's going to come, but it's going to be a little bit slower than you'd like. And it may not even be until the latter part of next year.
Wow.
So don't get discouraged. Just keep 24-hour compartment moving forward. What can I do today? You know, what's one thing that I can do today to move towards making this come to life? Okay. Don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
I feel like there'll be three or four different possibilities or opportunities. And I also feel like that are you writing a book or writing another script?
Yeah.
So I feel like that one actually might come to life before the one you're trying to get out now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
so
that makes real sense. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's
more.
So
keep moving forward, right? Put it out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. But in the meantime, continue to work on the script that you're writing now, because I feel like that one is going to move ahead of the one that you've got already ready.
Wow. Oh, that's
okay. Fantastic.
Yes, it makes sense. Yes, because I'm doing it with somebody, right?
Yeah, that I respect.
So keep working
on that one. Put the other one out there, but focus on getting that other script done, because like I said, I feel like that one is going to move ahead of the one you already have.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow. Oh, you're amazing.
And then let me know what happens.
Yes, I will. This is when you have your show and your website. I'll look you up as well. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you. Wow, and I really love the story about your father, too. I went through something similar with that.
Thank you. You know, and I will say that CBD oil turned things around for him.
Wow.
Yeah, really. Part of the issue was he was having seizures that were so bad. He was completely exhausted after 4 months of seizures, and I got him on a really good CBD oil. And then, you know, when his seizures started getting better, and then they were, you know, they were almost non-existent. That's when we did the Hail Mary or the come to Jesus moment. Like, oh no, you're not yourself out of that bed now. Your seizures are stopped. You need to get moving. Because he was afraid that if he started getting active again, the seizures were going to start again.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the CBD oil changed things incredibly for him.
Wow. Thank God.
And so... I send you many blessings. I feel like that your project has a lot of blessings coming to it, not just this one, but the one that you're getting ready to birth. And it is doing kind of a documentary kind of thing.
No, this one that I'm doing now, that I'm working on now, that you're talking about, is like a sci-fi. And I've never done that kind before, but I was talking to a friend who just wanted to build his reel. And, you know, out of the discussion, I was like, you know, well, why don't we do, you know, a 5-minute, you know, short to get out there and everything.
Right.
And so Yeah, so he said, okay, you know, I'm surprised I convinced him, but yeah, but now he seems like full on board. And yeah, we've been going back and forth with that. Yeah,
nice.
And the other one I have, I wrote like 5 years ago. I have a few that I've written, you know, and I feel like they're given, you know, because I never set out in life to do this like before.
Yeah. They have a bubble of blessings around them.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, honey, I'm
thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, and your family as well, yes.
Thank you so much, honey. And like I said, let me know. Keep me up to date.
I will. I definitely will.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Take good care.
Day.
Okay.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you too, honey.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank
right.
You.
So this is great for everybody. Remember, what is yours will not go past you. If it's not for you, it's gonna go past you. You might not know the reason why ever. You might find out 10 years later what the blessing is that it went past you. So just keep moving forward. All right, you guys, on that, I have to wrap